It's here and now. And now let's get the lowdown on the upfronts. That's what the television industry calls it when advertisers buy commercial space upfront on next season shows.
It makes it a good time to take note of the trends.
Trends like comic book shows being big, scandal knockoffs being all the rage, and hold on, Robin, but the original reality TV shows are getting tired.
What? The Voice? That's not an original, but I still want to hear how it's doing. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans is here to talk about the new lineups and what we can expect. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And for people who don't know much or anything about these upfronts, because they're so industry, although we're hearing more about them, I think, than ever before, how does it work?
Yeah, you mean people who have a life?
Right, yeah, them.
So here's how it works. The big TV networks, all the big TV providers have some period in New York where they roll out these big glitzy presentations about the shows that they're going to do in the next TV season, and they try to get advertisers to pay early. They'll get discounted rates for commercial time if they buy it now. Now, this has been happening with the cable channels for a while, and it's been happening with online. They call that the new front as opposed to the upfront. And now we're at the classic upfronts, which are the network TV channels. So we had NBC and Fox on Monday. We had ABC on Tuesday. We had CBS on Wednesday and the CW today. They unveil their fall schedules and they try to make them look as glitzy and as potentially successful as possible because they want to sell as much ad time as possible.
Well, it has worked for me because there's one that I know you want to talk about first that sounds great. Well, but we'll hear from you. What is it?
Well, you know, one of the things you can do is once they've announced their schedules, the networks tend to put up trailers for all of the new TV shows because they haven't they've done pilots, but they haven't really done very many episodes. So you get just a taste of what they're like. So I've watched all of the trailers. Yes, I've earned my pay as a TV critic, having to wade through all this stuff early. And one I really liked is called Gotham. Now, this is from Fox, and this is basically an early look at the Batman world before Batman became Batman. And I think we actually have a clip of this, so
yes.
let's check it out.
Citizens of Gotham, we will not, we cannot let these killers and these robbers and these rapists and these thugs win. Not on my watch.
It's my new partner, Jim Gordon. What's your name?
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I promise you, I will find the man who did this.
Ugh, I cannot wait for this. It feels like Smallville, remember, which followed Clark Kent from high school until his time as Superman. It was on the CW.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I know some people are a little wary because we had ABC had a show called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that basically was the Avengers universe, like without the Avengers. and even Jimmy Kimmel, who's on ABC, has this history of doing a stand-up comedy routine at ABC's upfront, and he made fun of Gotham. He said, you know, Gotham is for all the people who love the Batman without Batman. but looking at the trailer, you really get a sense of the kind of story they're going to tell. It's going to be focused on James Gordon, who is a young detective. And, of course, we know he eventually becomes police commissioner and becomes Batman's sort of right-hand man. And we get to see young Bruce Wayne and his parents killed and how he copes with that. We see a tween-age Catwoman. We see all of these characters in very young ages at sort of seminal points in their development. I think comic book geeks like me are just going to eat this up with a spoon.
Well, so there's that. We'll have a list, by the way, at herenow.org. But we also know you want to tell us about a show called Grace Point. That's a remake of a British TV show.
Yeah, now this is really interesting. So BBC, and it also aired on BBC America, had a show called Broadchurch. And it was one of the year's best TV shows. I listed it among my top 10 from last year. And it was 8 episodes focused on the murder of a young boy in a very small English town. And so much of the character of the show was about the people in this small town and how they reacted to something very horrific. And you had a team of detectives, one who's an outsider, played by David Tennant, and one who's an insider who was a part of the community, and they had to investigate this murder. So Fox decided to do its own Americanized version of it with David Tennant playing an American and with Anna Gunn, who we last saw as the wife of Walter White on Breaking Bad. And we have a clip of that, too. Let's check out a little bit of that.
Okay.
If you or someone you know has noticed anything unusual,
have you been talking to the cops?
Don't hide anything, because we will find out.
You won't get in trouble if you tell me the truth.
Please, tell the police immediately.
We have to work this out together.
There will be no hiding place for Danny's killer. We will catch whoever did this.
Now, you have got to love David Tennant's American accent. That was David Tennant.
Oh.
He sounded great. You know, one of the things I was really worried about, you know, there are some English actors who I won't name names, who don't necessarily sound American when they do their American accents, but his seems to be spot on, so that's great. But one of the things, if you've watched the show and you see the trailer, every scene looks like a shot-for-shot remake of the British TV show. Now, Fox executives have promised that there is a different ending. The killer will be a different person. And I'm just wondering how different the show is and whether it's going to feel a bit like a rerun for people who admittedly were able to see it on BBC America. It was on iTunes. There were ways to see this show before Fox did its version. So I hope they change it up more.
Yeah, well, we'll look for that.
And Eric, Sasha here. I understand there's also a show that you aren't that thrilled with that you want to talk about. It's a show that contains a TV veteran. That would be Will and Grace alum Deborah Messing. And the show is The Mysteries of Laura.
Yeah, well, okay, so you wade through these trailers, and some of them look very promising. We talked about a few. And then some of them look like they're just dead men walking, or dead women walking, as we might want to say. And this trailer was like a Saturday Night Live parody to me. This is about a woman who is a police officer, but she's also a mom. So I think, do we have a clip of this? Let's listen to this.
911 at Newhall.
This is a depraved, unspeakable act. Get ready to be inside for a very long time.
Sorry, Mommy.
Yeah, so it's Olivia Benson from SVU with kids. I don't know what's going on here. I will admit, it is not necessarily fair to judge a whole show by a 2-minute trailer. But if you can't make a 2-minute trailer that looks better than what Andy Samberg used to do every week on Saturday Night Live, I think you got a problem.
Yeah. Eric, you also have a category of TV shows that you describe as shows that look maybe great, maybe awful. So what do you put on that list?
Okay, so we've talked about the great, we've talked about the awful. Now we want to talk about shows that could be really cool, or if they don't do it right, they could be a disaster. Okay, and the first one on my list is this one that ABC is doing called Gallivant. Now, the way to think about this is to think about Spamalot, which was a really cheeky musical comedy on television. Cheeky musical comedy about medieval times on television. Or as some people have said, that it's kind of like the Princess Bride meets Once Upon a Time meets Spamalot, right? Mm-hmm. So you got music, you got comedy, you got all kinds of great stuff going on here. And I think we have a clip of this one too, so let's check it out.
I want to shoot him with the crossbow. I want to stab him in the eye. To liberate his head from his neck and then pump the blood erect sky high.
Okay.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful?
It makes me want to just not turn it on. Listen, I just have to ask, okay, so you're seeing comedy, you're seeing other trends like scandal ripoffs, comics coming back, comic books, but maybe something like Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, American Idol, some of these shows getting tired?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is the very classic. Well, one of the things the upfronts do is
Whoa,
all the networks officially.
Eric, we need the one answer. We need the one word answer. Otherwise, we'll be drifting
okay,
off into.
What I'll say is shows like American Idol and Dancing with the Stars are showing their age, and the networks have to reinvent them for the next season.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans from your lips. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. I love the voice. This is Here and Now.